Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Five Key Errors of the Lordless Gospel. Error number one, saving faith does not necessarily recognize Christ as personal Lord. The Lordless Gospel says that saving faith recognizes that Christ is Lord, but not necessarily personally appropriate him as my Lord. John is the gospel of belief. The climax of the book is John 20:28, where doubting Thomas says, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to Thomas, "You have believed." Verse 29. And John then went on to say, "These are written that you may believe." And John then says, "These are written that you might believe that Jesus is a Christ, the Son of God. And believing you may have life in his name." The believing that saves is personal and is expressed in the words, "My Lord and my God." We must believe in his name and not merely about him in order to be saved. Romans, which has as its grand theme the gospel of God, declares that believing is a matter of the heart. We must believe on him, which involves calling on the name of the Lord, Romans 10:9-13. The very reason Christ died and rose again is so that he might be Lord of both the dead and living believers. Romans 14:7-9. All true believers have one Lord, Ephesians 4:5, etc. Error number two, saving faith does not necessarily involve repentance of sin. The Lordless Gospel claims that repentance, meaning to have a change of mind, relates to trusting Christ as Savior, but does not necessarily relate to a change of mind about sin. Justification is by faith alone, but a key element of saving faith is repentance. Repentance is not something in addition to saving faith, but rather is an essential component of it. Repentance involves a change of mind with regard to the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, which inherently includes and involves a change of mind with regard to sin. To truly embrace Christ for who he is inherently involves a change of mind with regard to sin. Error number three, saving faith does not necessarily involve more than mere intellectual assent. It is possible to have a bogus or counterfeit faith. In John 2:23, it says, "Many believed," but it goes on to say that Jesus did not commit himself unto them, for he knew what was in man. 2:24-25. Jesus spoke of those who believe for a while, but because there is no root, they fall away. This is in contrast to those who respond with an honest and good heart, evidenced by the fruit that they bear. Luke 8:11-15. James spoke of the faith of demons, which has both an emotional and an intellectual component, but lacks a volitional heart-will component, James 2:19. This is a dead faith in contrast to a saving faith, James 2:14-26. A real saving faith must be from the heart, Romans 10:9-10. Error number four, saving faith does not necessarily result in discipleship. In Matthew 28:19-20, Christ gave what is commonly called the Great Commission. He said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them," etc., etc. "And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Without exception, converts were baptized immediately in the New Testament. Therefore, they were immediately considered disciples, since the command is to baptize disciples. We are only to baptize disciples. We first make a disciple and then baptize them. There is no such thing as being converted as a non-disciple, and then perhaps later a person will become a disciple. No! Immediately upon conversion, they were considered disciples and were baptized as such. Furthermore, this command of Christ is universal in nature and in duration, is in place until the end of the age. All throughout the book of Acts, believers are consistently referred to as disciples. We are not saved by discipleship, but saving faith results in being a true disciple. Disciples haven't arrived at perfection. They still make mistakes. They still need to grow in knowledge and consistency. Error number 5. Saving faith does not necessarily expect to bear fruit. Anyone in Christ is a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17. The expectation of saving living faith is that it will bear fruit. The one who does the will of God shall enter heaven. Matthew 7:21. Again, Christ said, "Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Matthew 12:50. John, writing under inspiration, said, "Now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments." 1 John 2:3. And Paul spoke of those who profess to know God, but in works they deny him. Titus 1:16. The expectation of saving faith is that it will bear evidence in the life. 1 John 3:7-10. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.